Okay, everyone, here's a new, exciting, special topic episode for today. It's on continuous learning. The one person that I thought could help and is been using continuous learning throughout his life is Amobi Okugo. He was on season one, episode 24. Amobi, great to see you again.
It's always a pleasure connecting with you. Thank you so much for giving me the space to share.
Awesome. Well, just to give everybody a little quick idea of who you are a professional soccer player. You are the owner of A Frugal Athlete, where you help athletes make, manage, and multiply their money through financial literacy. And you are also in 2021, you were on the Forbes list of 30 under 30 to watch. Did I get it all in there?
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, you're making me look good.
Is there anything else you've been working on since I last spoke to you?
Yeah, so a lot has changed since we last spoke. I know last time I spoke, I was still playing professionally. Now I'm retired. I was starting A Frugal Athlete, or not starting, but in the thick of things with The Frugal Athlete. Since then, started a separate entity that kind of, you know, so with The Frugal Athlete, we help athletes, you know, make, manage, and multiply their money. And then I started a new venture with a business partner called Serve in conjunction with The Frugal Athlete. And this business, we help athletes and brands kind of monetize their vision. So it's more in the sense of like a brand building, business development lane, whereas A Frugal Athlete is strictly financial literacy and taking those principles so that they can, you know, better have better playbooks.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's get into it. What's your thought on continuous learning?
Yeah, if you're not learning, you're not earning. That's my biggest thing. Like, you always got to be learning. You can literally learn from anywhere, from anyone. You just have to be curious. You have to ask the right questions, and you got to be willing to, you know, be new at something. You got to be willing to fail at something or be bad at something, because that gives you the space to learn. And I feel like the most successful people are always figuring out ways to fine tune or learn about themselves or learning different traits and qualities that can help them develop.
Exactly. Exactly. And you have done pretty much almost every spectrum of continuous learning. I mean, while you were a professional soccer player, you were still going to college. I believe you did certifications also. You had a certification.
Yep.
So I think many listeners think that when we talk about continuous learning, they have to go back to get their master's. And that's going to take time. And I think there's a lot of other avenues where they can learn and grow. And like I said, certification is one of them. I mean, you did a certification, I believe it was Harvard, was it? Harvard Business School?
Yeah, so I did a Harvard Business School certification. I've done different certifications, a sports marketing one through Northwestern. An investing one for athletes at Columbia. So I'm all about just trying to figure out different ways to learn. And like you said before, it doesn't have to be in school. It doesn't even have to be certification where you have to pay for it. There's ways you can go on LinkedIn, and they have LinkedIn Learning where you can like, oh, I want to learn how to do Excel better. Or you can go to Toastmasters and it's like, I want to learn how to be a public speaker. Or I want to take an improv class so I'm better in terms of different environments and how to think on the fly. You can go on Eventbrite and like look up the local real estate community. And it's like, I want to learn like from the local real estate guys and gals, what real estate looks like. So there's so many different avenues to learn. And I didn't even talk about YouTube University or University of Google, you know, these platforms where you can like literally search anything and learn. Obviously you got to, you know, corroborate the sources because some people on social media, on social platforms, they're just spewing anything. But just to say that there's information everywhere, you know, learning through books, like learning through networking events, learning through informational interviews. So if you immerse yourself and have that curiosity or that curiosity bug, you'll be able to grow in so many ways.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. And you threw in a couple of things in there that I didn't even put on my list. Like the LinkedIn Learning, which funny. I actually have taken a couple of courses on there, and with LinkedIn Learning and these other places, you're not getting a certification, but you are learning those topics that you're looking for.
Exactly. So yeah, so like you said, you don't need a certification for everything. There's some things that just will innately help you, whether it's in your next job or just personally, or, you know, you never know. Increase conversation flow, because now you're able to discuss things that you've learned about and share with other people.
Exactly. And going back to LinkedIn, it's another place where you can network, like I talked about in my previous special topic. But in the networking, you can call somebody and just ask them about what they do. What are the different steps? What are the things you need to learn to get to where they are?
Exactly.
And those are conversations that are just straight conversations that you can ask somebody, see you on LinkedIn. Hey, Moby, can we get a cup of coffee? And can I get some information about what you're doing? And can you tell me what my next steps could be?
Oh, you're exactly right. And I think that whole process is learning within itself, because say you meet me or I meet you and I'm interested from afar in what you do, but then I have the opportunity to have coffee and you share more about it. And it's like, actually, that's probably not what I want to do. So now you're learning about, you know, you're learning about yourself. You're learning about a new role. You're learning about a different sector, how someone is. And then I can go to someone else and, you know, that's in the same sector as you. And, you know, you're learning different information through networking, which I know you discussed. There was a previous subject that we talked about. So you got to always be continuing to learn. Ask yourself questions on a daily.
Exactly. And I also think that many people have the idea that when they get to their job, or they get to start their own business, that, okay, I don't need to learn no more. I've made it. I've come to my spot and I've made it. And I think that's like the starting point. Now you need to learn more. Because because everything is new.
Exactly. That's what they say. They say the smartest people are the ones that say, I don't know what I don't know. So, you know, I liken it to sports. It's like the minute you get stagnant is the minute someone takes your spot. So you always have to continue to improve. You always got to continue to learn. And like you said, like once you get to that position, it's almost like you're reaching a new altitude. You've seen things from this level, but now that you're in a new position, now you got to learn a lot more just to stay at that level, but then even can continue to progress.
Exactly. Now, we can talk about books also. I mean, there's a lot of books out there and a lot of different subject matter, but I kind of put it in two spots where you should be trying to help yourself. One is personal growth and one is subject matter. And I think too many people also focus on subject matter and they don't put any work on themselves. What do you think about that?
No, I think it's great that you pointed that out, because so much of what our focus is subject matter. And indirectly, if you learn about yourself more, if you take time for the self-growth, the personal growth, the personal development, you will indirectly become a better subject matter expert in whatever it is that you choose. Obviously, when it comes to like the technical skills and stuff that you need to learn, definitely apply that stuff there. But understanding yourself and like your personality, obviously there's like strengths finders and personality tests and different things like that. You can find out like what motivates you, where you have the most energy, like what drives you, and that will help you be a better, you know, individual, both, you know, in and out of your workspace.
Exactly. Another thing too is that we spoke about before is getting yourself around the right people.
And power and proximity.
That's it. And, you know, no matter where you are and what level of business you are, you're learning not only from the people above you, but you're learning from those people below you who are in the trenches doing whatever the work it is that they do.
They say, like, high tides lift all boats. You know, the same is true when you put yourself in the right rooms.
Right.
You see my And I always use sports as an example because that's just like what I grew up with. But, you know, Alabama football team, there's a reason why they always have first round draft picks. It's not just because they have the best talent, but it's their constant. They know what it's like because they're all pushing each other. They know what it's like at the next level. They know what it's like to, you know, compete. And through that, you just continue to churn talent, continue to develop, and continue to grow.
Exactly. Exactly. What one other topic that I love to talk about is learning from other people's mistakes. And you don't have to make the mistakes to learn. Yeah. Too many people go, oh, you learn from your mistakes. You don't have to make the mistakes. I can watch a movie make a mistake and say, ooh, let me write that down. He screwed something up and I don't want to do that myself.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's like why if someone is giving you directions on where you want to go, use that map. You know, if they show you where the hazards are, or where the speed bumps, and there's another way to end up in that destination, why not take that? So I think it's really important, like you said, to use other people's mistakes to figure out your journey. Not to say that you're not going to run into mistakes, but if you can avoid the ones that are already there, it's really important.
Yeah, no, definitely. Matter of fact, a couple of years back, I was thinking about opening up my own indoor turf facility. And I live in New York. There was a person in New Jersey who I knew. And he told me, hey, why don't you come down and check out my facility? So myself and my partner at the time, we went down there and we looked at his place and we were like, oh, you know, I like this idea. You know, I would change this. And he actually offered us, he said, look, we're nowhere near each other. Right. He goes, why don't, if you're going to do this, let's get together, make some sort of membership thing where people can go to either place. And he goes, and I will show you all the things that I did wrong so you don't do it yourself.
That's amazing. Some people, not all people are like that.
No. And I was like, wow, you know what? I can start this and move so much quicker because he'll say, no, don't do that. Do this. I did that. These are the problems you're going to come up with. And we ended up not being able to do the facility because with COVID and all, it just didn't work out. But those are contacts and those are networking things that you can use.
No, you're exactly right. And it's really important to be around people that are willing to do that. Some people like to hide information, but for that gentleman to like go out of his way to, you know, collaborate, you know, collaboration is all about, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And if we can do that to, you know, find ways to excel, that's a game changer.
Exactly. And what you're doing now also with Frugal Athlete, and what's the other one? I'm sorry.
Serve Consulting.
You're doing just that. You are helping these people who don't know, and you're giving them the roadmap to success.
Trying.
Well, that's all it is, really, is trying to do a little bit better.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like if you get what they say, get 1% better every day, you know. Everyone's trying to get like the fast wins, the game, the big wins. But if you can get 1% better every day, that's astronomical when it comes to the overall growth.
Exactly.
Year.
Exactly. And just to piggyback on what you said, when we're talking about continuous learning, you don't need to sit down and spend hours. It's doing a little bit of learning every day.
Yeah. Like right now, I'm currently learning Spanish. My goal is to be fluent in Spanish by 2026. I have Duolingo and I literally 3 minutes every day. And part of it is like the lesson plan, but then there's other ways to immerse myself. So if I'm watching TV, I have Spanish subtitles on. Luckily, I still play soccer when I'm not playing. So my Spanish speaking friends, I'll tell them to speak to me in Spanish, but it's not, you don't have to do like 2 hours every day. But like you said, you know, it's just a little bit over the course of time. And then before you know it, you'll be like, wow, I actually know this information. And you won't even know when that shift happened.
Exactly, exactly. And one other thing that just for some reason it came to my head is when you become when you've become an expert in a certain topic, teaching other people helps you learn yourself.
Oh my goodness, yeah. That's almost the biggest, that's where you learn most from it.
Exactly, exactly. I think that you get different aspects and different ideas from other people while you're teaching, and that your growth just multiplies when you're actually putting stuff out there for people.
Yeah, most definitely.
So Amobi, how can people find out about what you're doing? If they need to contact you, what's the best way?
Thank you so much for the platform. So at Amobi Says on all social platforms, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. If you want to check me out, www.amobiokugo.com. On LinkedIn, Amobi Okugo. Always try to collaborate, always try to make time. So if you hit me up, I will respond in less than 48, 72 hours.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, again, Amobi, thanks for coming on the Hey Coach podcast. You know, like I said, you're an expert in this field, and much success in your the rest of what you're doing.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, and I'll be back for episode 3.
There you go.
next time we connect.
Definitely. I will definitely keep you up there. Take care.
Most definitely. Appreciate you.